Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Vinnie Verga, who many people know was with CCA Global, president of Flooring America, about a year and a half ago or so left, and has committed to open potentially as many as 17 Big Bob stores in the Massachusetts area. Vinnie, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you. How are you today, Kemp?
I'm great. Good to talk to you. I've missed catching up with you. Just for the listeners who may not know the details about you, I'll fill in what I remember. I know that you're second generation. Your father was in the flooring retail business. I know you're a musician on the lighter side of things. You also spent 13 years with CCA, the last position president of Flooring America. Fill in the gaps. Tell us a little bit more about you.
Sure. I grew up in the business, like you said. My dad taught both my brother and I about the floor covering business. I did a stint for Carpet Giant, which was a large regional chain in New England for floor covering. Ended up evolving into New York Carpet World, and I worked for Marv Berlin for many years and helped open up a lot of stores in New England for him. Left to go work for CCA and moved to St. Louis, worked for ProSource for a while, came back and became a member of CCA, was partnered with some very good people out of Connecticut. We had ProSources and Carpet One stores, did a lot of work there. And then went back to CCA and started with them in Flooring America. And in the end, I actually was president of CCA's retail groups, which included Carpet One, Flooring America, International Design Guild, and the Viking Solution. And then I left about a year and a half ago and decided to start opening up my own retail stores. Thought the time was right and partnered with Big Bob's Flooring Outlet, which is a franchise, and made a commitment to open stores. And we've been on that path since.
Okay, so you have two stores open now. I guess the first big question was, why Big Bob's?
Great question. When I left and decided to go out on my own, one of the questions was, where are the best opportunities? I really did a lot of homework and a lot of soul searching, was tired of the corporate life, if you will, or that corporate life, and wanted something that would be a lot less political and a lot more equity long term. And started doing homework. And what I found was, based on all the research that had been done in the prior 3 years to making that decision, that consumers had psychographically changed and had become value hunters. And when I looked across all the various systems and opportunities, the one that I thought would resonate most with consumers, not only now, but moving forward for the foreseeable future, was Big Bob's, because it's a real value play. And it resonates with consumers when you promote it correctly the way they recommend. So that's how we ended up. We ended up meeting with them, talking with them, and was very impressed with them and how they operate, and really like their style, and from there it was an easy choice.
Okay. You have two stores, one in, I guess, Auburn and one in South Shore, is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah, Whitman, Mass., which is south of Boston by about 18 miles.
Mm-hmm. How do you pick these locations?
Well, the Auburn location, we wanted to come out of the gate with a home run, and it is located at the junction of two major interstates. It sees about 220,000 cars a day on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got huge visibility from the highway, and we were able to get it significantly under market for our rents. We're probably about 50% of what most people pay for rent in that area,
mm-hmm.
and we have an option to buy the building. So for us, those are all big things. We want to either buy the building outright or have an option to buy. We want, great visibility, and we want to be located somewhere where the consumers are within a 12-mile radius, and Auburn fit the bill in spades, and we were able to negotiate a deal that made sense. So that kind of drove that first location.
Okay. How has flooring retail changed in that period of time when you were in it, then you were more on the executive side, now you're back into it? How's it changed?
It's changed so much. It's amazing how our industry has evolved and how consumers have changed. It used to be almost a duck shoot, if you will, because of the economy growing and the success that was out in the marketplace, and money flowed much more freely, and people were able to tap into equity in their homes very simply with a lot of simple paperwork. So when the money flowed easily, it was very, very easy to be successful in retail. And I think, as everyone knows, in 2007, 2008, when everything came crashing down, it became very, very hard to attract customers in. What we found in the last year is, your focus, the messaging that you have to consumers, has to really resonate, and it has to scream value. It really has to do a good job of getting that message across. And you also have to find a way to cut through the clutter. There's a lot of channels. There's a lot of vehicles that people can use to get information. So you have to be a much more savvy marketer than you used to. And you have to know about the Internet. If you don't have a good Internet strategy and you're in retail, you're probably slated for extinction.
Yeah, so we could spend, 20 minutes on each one of these topics, but just to hit on the highlights for a couple of them, to bring store traffic in and make sure that your salespeople have somebody to talk to, what is most effective in what you're doing now?
The highest return on dollar invested for us is internet.
Mm-hmm.
So the first chunk or tranche of money that we invest is on internet advertising, and we invest roughly, $24,000 a store on internet advertising per year, with a very strong site, with a lot of information that's going to hopefully get consumers to raise their hand by either calling us or emailing us. And we get literally hundreds of emails a month with people raising their hand saying, we're interested, come measure, or, do you have this kind of product? So that's the first tranche of what we do to drive traffic.
Now, do you also do traditional media?
We do traditional, but we do a little bit of a slant on it. So we do, in our case, we find that TV is our second best medium for us. Mm-hmm. And we did try radio as well, but we did not get the results we liked from radio, but we like cable TV. We're in probably the fifth most expensive media market in the United States, so broadcast TV is too expensive for us.
Mm-hmm.
And in flooring retail, the majority of your customers, 80% of your customers come from within a 12-mile radius, and that's still true with us today based on our homework.
Mm-hmm.
And so we use cable TV and target zones that are going to allow us to get to consumers that are 35 to 65 within a 12-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
And so we spend roughly 60% of our budget on cable TV. Then we use a combination of what I'm going to call internet banner advertising, but not traditional banner. It's really, it's like a pay-per-click banner advertising that's very targeted and demographic-based to drive extra frequency and reach to consumers in high visible areas. And then we actually use some print to also provide additional reach to people who aren't watching cable. And cable has huge penetration in our market, but we still want to reach those consumers that don't have it and also provide another a medium. Consumers respond better when they see you in multiple media formats. So we round out the balance of the budget in either local regional papers or strong dailies, one of the two.
You know, Vinny, based on your experience, you've got a wealth of knowledge, and I'm sure you've got some frustrations. I mean, you're out here, you're very successful. You know what's working. What would your advice be to just your general flooring retailer out there, just to help them be more successful? What would you say to them?
I'll tell you what we see. And one of the things we're doing, Kemp, is we're buying people out of the business now. So our second store, our third store, and I would venture to guess our fourth, fifth, and sixth will be people that we're taking out of the business and taking over their location. I think people either need to recommit and double down and really dig in and apply an aggressive posture to the business, or they should cash out, because it's going to take that kind of effort to make things work today. And when I talk to, I'm blessed, I know a lot of wonderful retailers around the country, and the ones who are doing well are the ones who have really gone aggressive and really reinvested in their business in a major way and made a commitment to it and are doing the right things.
Are you in the fashion business?
We are absolutely in the fashion business. With style and color all day long.
Yeah. Even at the Big Bob's level, it's still a lot about fashion.
Even at the Big Bob's level. And Big Bob's, a lot of people think Big Bob's is a low-end operator. We're not. Our average ticket's north of $1,200. Our average customer's household income's over $75,000. We are serving them, I'm going to say, the low to high middle market is our, is probably our biggest breadbasket.
All right, great. Well, listen, we're about to run out of time. Vinny, I really enjoyed this time spending with you. Hopefully we can do this again. I've been talking to Vinny Verga, who's now opened two Big Bob stores and will continue to grow. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.